From coast to coast
and broadcasting around the world.
This is the Holly Weird edition of the Roger the Wild Child Show.
Let's get this party started! Ready, set, go!
On the air everywhere.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
It's time for another kick-ass episode of the Roger the Wild Child Show with your host, Roger the Wild Child, along with his partner in crime, Hollywood hairdresser and musician, Darren Sheff. Also, our mystery guest co-host of the week, plus the Holly Weird Report with entertainment gossip queen, Ike Avelli. Let's do this.
It's the Roger the Wild Child Show!
Happy Wednesday! Yes, it is time for another crazy, fun, wild edition of the Roger the Wild Child Show. How you guys all doing? Hey, it's Roger here along with Darren Sheff. And Darren, what a week. I mean, it's hump day already.
Oh, we're on? Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I had you scared shitless, didn't I, dude? You were flipping out. I knew that was going to get you just going like, oh, my God, I have a technical problem. See that, Jen? He flipped. I faked him out. He thought he started off with a bad show already. Anyway, I messed you up, man. Okay.
You did.
It's been a crazy week.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. But I have a mystery guest. I'm going to see if anybody knows who this is. So I met this guy out at Graceland last month. And I'm going to share this picture here of the two of us. Let me see here.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Okay, that's right.
Hang on. Hang on.
Okay.
Does anybody know who this guy is? Not me. Can you see that guy? Does everybody see that? Can you see it, Roger?
I see, but I do not know.
Anybody in the chat? Anybody in the chat?
In the chat. If you guys are in the chats, make sure that you give us your who is that guy?
All right, I'm gonna get rid of it really quick. And
Cliff Hill says Bud.
Aha. Okay. Hang on. You ready for this?
Okay.
You ready for this? Let me show you who that guy is. Hang on. I'm gonna share another screen with you really quick. Okay.
All right, quick.
And you're going to see who this guy is. He was really cool. My brother introduced me to him. And he is a great, great dude. And man, this dude, forget it. Here he is right there, man. The romantics.
Wow.
I hear you talking in your sleep. That dude, man. That
nice.
Dude. Wally Palmer, man.
Wow.
And hey, Jason.
Yes.
Heartless. He's from Detroit. But that's the dude right there, man. That dude was, man, I was sitting there going, I can't even play that. But anyway, that's who that guy is. Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. We got to get him on the show.
The romantics.
Did you get his digits?
I can get him in 2 seconds. I was hanging out with Priscilla Pressel. You think I have a problem getting hold of that guy? Give me a break.
Right? So we got a great show ahead of us. I know everybody's excited. Eric Roberts is in the house, everyone.
Nice.
Eric Roberts is going to be here. Also, we got Jason Heartless also in the green room. He is okay. Jason Heartless is the drummer of Ted Nugent. So we got some two great superstars that are going to be on the show with us. But first, we have another superstar that I would like to bring on the screen. It's our mystery guest co-host. Let me tell you about her. She owns the lounge at the end of the universe here in Boise, Idaho, where Ike actually performed with Tim Moss. And she is a traveling comedian and magician. So please welcome Jen Adams. Jen, how's it going? Hey, how are you doing?
It's going awesome. Thank you guys for having me on the show. If it's possible at all to pull that picture back up.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you put the picture up and nobody said anything about that hair. Because, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I think his hair is wearing him. It's amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Okay.
The other picture.
Of course. Yep. No, I mean, that one's, and also your hair is fantastic.
Well, and we're talking about the two of them. Wally's hair is pretty crazy too back there. Okay. Yeah. You're talking about from the video. I closed that window out already.
I mean, like, you know, it's okay. And like, it was just sort of like making a 90 degree angle turn. It just,
I didn't see that.
It took me back.
I see. What you, wow. Yeah. Yep. Me too. I love that guys? Though.
We're doing good, you know. Yeah. Just you know, I have to say that over the weekend, I call them my boys because I coach Little League.
You're from Boise?
I'm Boise, my boys. They're 10 to 12 year olds. We won our doubleheader game on Saturday. It was 18-5 and then 12-8. So I'm very proud of my boys.
And that sounds really exciting, a lot more exciting than listening to your 10-year-old play Twinkle Twinkle Little Star on the violin over and over again that they just picked up 2 weeks ago.
I agree with you. I prefer to go to the baseball field. Yeah. Jen.
And you're just sitting there smiling. Let me play it again, Mommy. Okay.
Oh, it sounds so good. Let Mommy pour another glass of wine, please.
Yeah. Let me take some acid. Jesus.
All right, so let's go ahead and say hello to everybody in the. Oh my God, I gotta try to catch up with all of these. Lee Kelly, country music artist, says, "Hey, what's up?" He's in the chat along with his beautiful wife, Kelly Bobo.
Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. DDA is checking in. Hello, DDA.
Hang on, there's somebody new, Roger. This is one of the guys that I grew up with in San Diego. And I'm not going to tell you what one of the first things he did was with somebody in my family. I can't disclose that. But that guy goes way back. Hey, Vinny. Anyway.
What's up, Vinny? There you go. Vinny, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. Subscribe, follow, and share this episode, everybody. Eric Roberts is coming up. Monica DeSanti. Hello, Monica.
Cliff. Look at that. Yep.
Hey, San Diego, Pete. What neighborhood in San Diego did you grow up in?
I grew up in an area called Point Loma.
Oh yeah, I'm very familiar. I lived in Ocean Beach and OB for about 3.5 years before it got weirdly trendy. And I don't know if they
Me
still
too.
Do it, but when they did the Christmas parade and they had the geriatric surfer club open the parade every year,
that's great. Yeah, OB was my stomping grounds. I mean, Portland and Ocean Beach are like one in the same. So,
for sure.
Yeah. Cool. So, those are the crazy days, man. In the 60s and the 70s, Southern California, dude, for sure, bro. Woo! Dude.
My stepmom still lives on Niagara Street.
Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. And right next to where Mission Electronics is, if you're from there, you probably know. And I don't even know if Mission Electronics is there anymore. But I mean, like, you know, 50 feet
not.
To where the pier starts. And that's the longest non-military pier on the Pacific Coast, too.
Yeah.
A little bit of trivia.
Pier. The first time I took gas was on that pier, man. I was 16 years old. Are you kidding? Freaking walked out on it. Man, we didn't. We're standing on it, just going, "Oh my God, do you see what I see?" And we're like, "No, what are you talking about?" And about 15 minutes later, we're like, "Yeah, I do see it." And I'm like, "What are we seeing?" But we all saw it. We didn't know what it was that we all saw together, but we all saw it.
So the first time that I took acid on the Pacific Coast and was standing on that pier.
PCH? Was it PCH?
I was standing on that pier, and I was standing with another friend of mine. And I looked out at the ocean and I was like, man, that's just the top. Whoa.
Oh, I love it. And then you know what? That's so funny because I moved to Venice when I was 18, Venice, California, up in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And I met this really cute looking girl that lived in my apartment building. She walked up to me actually, and she was like, we were like everybody in Venice in that apartment building. You had like the bodybuilder guys, you had like the Harley Davidson biker dudes, you had the wannabe rockers like us, you had the actors, the models. I mean, everybody was in this apartment building, and this really cute looking, girl walks up to me and she goes, "Did you just move in there?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I was like, "Yeah, for sure, dude." That's because that's how we all talk back then. Like, totally, dude. I just moved in yesterday. She was like, "Hey, do you want to go out later or something?" I was like, "Oh, yeah. You know what? That sounds fun." And she goes, "But I want to let you know something. I don't do drugs and I don't party." She's like, "Do you?" And I go, "No.
Never. I don't do that. Never. Not you."
And so, man, like,
Not today, I don't.
She's like, "I eat really clean." And I could tell she did, man. She was from Canada and was blonde hair and beautiful skin and was all clear in the eyes. And so my roommate comes home like a half an hour later.
All right, so Darren just froze up. It's his turn to take the freeze.
I thought it was me for a second. I know. I'm so riveted by the story while
I know,
while also experiencing something that I learned about today on an audiobook called Retroactive Jealousy. That's really a real thing. Yeah. Well, when he was talking about how pretty the girl was and how good care she took of herself and all of that, I found myself experiencing jealousy for somebody that I don't even know. And this probably was a lot of years ago. So apparently that's a thing. that you could do. You could find out that the new person that you're dating slept with somebody a long time ago, and you could feel jealous about it. And it's linked to OCD too. It's an OCD symptom. So,
oh my gosh,
I'm finding out new names to give my petty dysfunctions, and it's a lot of fun. Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Yep.
So I guess Darren's probably gonna have to re-log back in here in just a second.
Are you sure he actually froze up, or was he just thinking enough about that girl that he needed a timeout?
You know what? That could be the icing on the cake right there. But we're gonna keep the show going. We got a great show jam packed. It's time to bring on Ike Avelli.
Are you ready for some celebrity sleaze?
Want to know who's doing who in Hollywood?
Our entertainment gossip queen has your 411 offstage and behind the cameras.
Behind the cameras.
And now, the Holly Weird Report with Ike Avelli.
Okay, here he is, guys.
Yay!
Ike, we're waiting for Darren to come back. He's texting me going, was it you or is it me? I'm like, no, it's you this time, dude.
Yeah. All that talk of acid. I was like, oh, God, I can go for a glass of pineapple juice right now.
Indeed. Is there gin in it?
Jen, you are just so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. You know what? It's because you live in a place where there's lots of Jews. And Boise is not one of those places. I'm just saying. There's
knock on plastic.
It's
so funny because the people that that are attracted to me, I'm like, you're not from here, are you? Because you were.
Oh, no, you really are. I miss you so much. I hope Coral's watching and listening in.
All right. So who's Eric Roberts sleeping with? Come on.
Come on. Give us the juice.
I wish. Oh. First of all, let me give a shout out to Nick Lyon. Come on, this ensemble here, that everything, the rings, the shirt. Oh,
it's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. I mean, if there's a blackout, I'll light up the room.
We just put flashlights on you and you just spin around and we could just have a disco wherever the hell we are. Yeah.
It's Studio 54 all over again. All right. I'm so sad Darren's not here. This is really juicy stuff I got. It's right hot off the press.
Where is he? Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Okay, so right, let's get it going. We gotta go right in. He'll come back in as soon as he gets his internet figured out.
I'm picturing the scene from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, by the way, for him.
I hope he comes in.
Mm. Mm.
All right. Anyway, so Adam Levine is making waves. All 100 pounds of him. He announced him and his wife are having their third baby together.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah. And then 3 days later on TikTok, a model named Sumner Stroh is saying she had an affair with Adam.
Oh. Really?
Yes. Adam sent her messages on Instagram saying, was it okay if him and his wife named their baby after her? What do you think?
Interesting. Well, I think, first of all, that it's a scandal that he's having his third child with the same woman. That is very not. I mean, shouldn't it be the nannies? I think maybe at this point. Just saying. That's scandalous.
It gets worse, Jen. It gets worse. Well, she did state she was young and naive when she had the affair. So I looked it up. She was 17.
What?
Ooh, looks like Leonardo DiCaprio ain't dating so young after all. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
As of today, live, four women have allegedly reported that Adam has sent inappropriate messages to them as well.
Uh-oh.
But But he swears, he says it's true, he did message him, but no affairs happened. But he's admitting to the filthy messages.
What do you think? Do you think there's truth to this?
Well, I remember when that happened to me with Andy Griffith. So,
it's funny. I was going to say, the most humiliating thing at this point is that now puts Adam Levine in the same camp as, besides, Harvey, Charlie Rose and Garrison Keillor. So really, he should just be feeling old.
Yeah.
All right.
I really wasn't a fan of him. His music's great. Don't get me wrong. His music's great. I just wasn't into that whole string bean look.
No, you like a little meat.
A little bit of meat. Yeah, a little bit of meat. Yeah. Grade A, please.
I love that we all talk about celebrities and the objectification is that we ever have a chance to sleep with any of them. Like, no, not you, though.
Mm. Oh, but that's the best part about doing the gossip. We could pretend it did. Right? Yeah, he was all right. He was okay. So anyway, a TikTok just was taken down by one of the women. With a direct message that Adam said to her, I shouldn't be talking to you. You know that, right?
What?
Adam's in trouble.
He sounds like it.
He is in
trouble. Like this is more drama than needs to be on his plate.
Yeah. Not for me, Adam. Bye-bye. Eric Adame. I don't know if you know who this is. He is an Emmy-nominated meteorologist right here in New York. Mm-hmm. His Instagram says he loves Broadway shows, wine and beer. Sounds like one of those little Playboy things. Mm-hmm. I like long hikes, right? He can now add to his roster performing on adult webcam websites.
What?
While still being employed with Spectrum News.
How's that?
He got fired.
Did he?
Yes, he did. Mm. He got fired. And he's very upset. He apologized not for being gay. But he apologized that this leaked, and he has filed court docs asking the judge to find out who leaked the material.
He's over 18, though, right? I'm sure there's people who wanted to see him naked. I don't know why he got. I mean, really, the people that are allowed. Yeah, he's the weatherman, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, it's a weatherman.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I feel like they're being very uncreative. I feel like they should just incorporate that career in with the weather, and he would be the most popular weather guy ever.
Again, I was thinking the same thing. Now he can incorporate his lingo into who wants to see my warm front?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right? I think there's a cold shoulder coming in from the east. What is happening right
now? I'm kind of thinking that maybe Ike is the one that released the photos just so he can use this as content for the Hollyweird Report.
Yeah. Watch the way you say content. It almost sounded a little inappropriate, Adam.
Indeed, indeed.
I know this is going to be the highlight of the chat room. Kim Kardashian is back in the news. Oh.
Yeah. Another Kardashian story. Imagine that. Come on. Okay.
Just can't get enough of them. She just bought Cindy Crawford's old beachside Malibu home for $70.4 million.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Isn't that a lot?
Yeah, she could have bought a whole country for that.
Yeah, pretty much.
I shelled out 70 bucks for like a beachside hotel in Wildwood, New Jersey. You know what I got out of that? I got bit by a jellyfish in my butt.
Oh, no.
So that makes Kim Kardashian me with two big asses.
Mm.
So this house that Cindy had, she sold for $45 million in 2018. Kim bought it from somebody else. And the home is 7,450 square feet.
I would get lost looking for my own bathroom. That just seems really excessive.
Five bathrooms.
Yeah, that's a lot of bathrooms.
Home is just big enough for all the Kardashians and Jenner's big heads.
Oh, gosh. So hey, I'm getting it up real quick. I'm sorry. I'm just getting a quick update from Darren. Apparently, AT&T is down during our show. So,
I have to say, when people that have a vendetta against Darren have one, they go big.
They do.
They took the whole network out. That's pretty huge.
You think you're going to talk to Eric Roberts? Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I think they were pissed off that he dropped Priscilla Presley's name in the first 30 seconds of the show.
Yeah, they were like, no.
There you go. That's what it is.
Yeah. No. They're like, oh, you think you know people? Watch this. AT&T, poof. Bye.
I hope they're not a sponsor of your show, Roger.
I don't even have a sponsor on this show.
Oh, all right. So well,
sorry. You got to listen. You got to get them out there,
right? Like, have you Uber Lube?
Thank you. I have two sponsors: Uber Lube and E. Martin Davidoff, attorney at law.
Nice.
So
you have two slippery things sponsoring you. Hey.
Oh no! Here he comes. Yeah,
he's on his phone. He's on his phone.
Oh, Darren, I'm so disappointed with AT&T.
What a cliffhanger, wasn't it? I was like, God. You got to be kidding, man. I mean, I'm usually solid with my internet, man. Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, you're gonna have to watch this gossip that you missed.
There has to be some kind of, you know, drama and plot twist. So you got no internet. It was our little plot twist.
You were so worried before the show. And I go, don't worry. Something screwed up always happens. So
there it is.
Anyway. Yes, so
we're going to finish my last one. Beverly Hills Cop 4 is in production.
What? Eddie Murphy's back?
Yes, it's in. Will be released next year, and almost the whole original cast will be in it. Judge Reinhold, Paul Reiser, Eddie Murphy, and remember Bronson Pinchot?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's so. You know what? It's so funny because I just brought up Judge Reinhold because when you were Darren, when you were talking about the gal who took really good care of herself, and then your internet went out, I sort of pictured you in that Fast Times at Ridgemont High scene with Judge Reinhold.
I love Judge Reinhold.
Well, he's wonderful. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, did you sleep?
Pretty much what it was.
Did I sleep with him?
Yeah.
No, but I would. I still.
I have.
Oh, you did.
Why the hell are we talking about the Kardashians? What the hell?
Overruled. Get it, Judge. Okay, anyway.
All right. So you're going to put the banana in the tailpipe?
I love that part. That was such a good scene.
Yep. Right?
So yeah, that's going to be out next year. So what are your thoughts? You think it's going to be as good as the first, the second, or the third?
Well, look at what happened to Coming to America. I mean, Eddie Murphy just came out with that one as a remake after, 20 years or something like that? So, you know, now he's like, all right, let's do Beverly Hills Cop 4 now.
Yeah. I didn't care for the Coming to America, the sequel.
I just want him to do his own music in it because, that's always a good idea.
I have a feeling, Jen, it might be you and me running the show. It looked like Roger froze for a minute.
Oh, no, seriously.
Oh, no, I'm here. I'm here. Don't worry.
Welcome to the Jen Knight Show.
No, it's because when I did that, he had the Party All the Time song go off in his head and like part of his brain broke.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about Roger's hands are never on the table.
Yeah.
Especially when you're on, Jen.
Yeah.
And that's our fourth part of the gossip. Yay. What's going on with the two of you?
Wrong hand. Sorry. I'll put it over there.
So today,
put your hands up.
Just to seal this off, we're just going to say that somebody, a celebrity, has a birthday today. They're 72 years old. See if the chat room can guess who. They were in movies such as Lost in Translation, Groundhog Day, Royal Tenenbaums. If you know it, type it in. They are 72 years old today.
Mickey Rourke.
And if you have a problem, that's 50 years older than me.
Mickey Rourke. That's what Darren said.
From Mickey Barfly.
Mickey
to
Rourke,
all my friends.
It's Bill Murray.
Bill.
Oh, that's right. It is his birthday today. I wish him 72 more. I love that guy. He lives in my head. There is a mantra all the time that there's just days where I'm like, it just doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter.
You wouldn't care how old the guy was. You're saying you would hook up with him no matter how old he was.
100%. 100%.
Wasn't that cool. Bill Murray. Okay. Yeah, I did him too.
Mm-hmm. You did everybody in Hollywood.
You did everybody. You know what? You got sloppy seconds and sloppy thirds, though.
I slept my way to the middle.
You know, by that age, too, if you want to give them a little tickle of the balls, you don't even have to get up off the floor. They could just walk over you. Just lay there.
Hey, I'm going to get back on StreamYard. I'm going to be off for a minute. I'll be back on because I'm back up on the net. So
you promise?
Are you back up on the net?
I am, but I'm going to get off this phone. I didn't say I'm going to get off on.
Well, your fan base is waiting for Eric Roberts, so let me exit out of here.
Okay, you know what though? Can we just talk about this for a second? The last time he like got off, it was he was talking about the pretty girl, and I just mentioned Bill Murray's nuts, and he's like, "I gotta go." What is happening today? What's happening?
Anyway,
he's a Planters boy.
I'm just. Anyway, the girl just came basically to end that. Yeah. So I
watch walked
outside and tripping on my ass because I took like way too many shrooms. And the girl looks at me and she goes, "Hey, are you ready to go out?" And then she took a look at my eyes and she goes, "Are you okay?" And I go, "Oh, I'm fine. I'm just going to go to," and by the way, we lived in Venice. I said, "I'm fine. I'm just going to go to the beach and break every grain of sand in half. Would you like to go?" And she goes, "See you, dude." That. Ruin that whole thing. Anyway, I'm going to log out here. I'll see you back, Roger, on the regular screen in just a second.
All right, no problem. And Brian Lee says, "I thought this was a Christian show." Okay.
Love Brian Lee.
No, no. So
before I head out, I just want you to know a good friend of mine, Alani, she is a huge fan of Eric Roberts. Just give him a nice little hello when I'm gone. And she is an actress, and she wants to work with him one day. Just
one day. That for
him. One day. Plug it.
One day. All right.
All right, guys. It was so good to see you.
Why don't you hang out in the green room for a little bit? And if Darren, for some reason, can't come back, we'll bring you back on to help out.
Well, listen, and if you're a Boise person, look for our winter season. It'll be after the new year. Ike is going to come back with Tim Moss, and they're going to do their version of Grease that's called Lube. So we're going to have we're going to have him back for another show.
I am so excited. I can't
wait. You're touring around the world with that one, aren't you, Ike?
50 Shades of Gay right now.
And then you also got the Lube show going on.
Lube, we're doing Lube. I can't wait to come back to the Lounge at the End of the Universe.
It's going
to
be awesome.
A highlight of the year.
Epic.
Sure. Yeah, Alsana, and I got to go now and go see if I could take Dan Aykroyd out of my bed.
Oh, there he is. Yay,
you're back.
I'll tell you what, it's a lot easier to, you know, hitchhike to heaven without a phone in your hand. I can tell you that much. I was hard holding that phone in my hand. I was going, good God.
Sure, Darren.
Sure.
I'm sorry. These poor people, man. Listen, who knows if we're going to scare these guests off by talking the way we are. Anyway, we're just joking. We're acting. Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
I'm curious. If the phone was too heavy to hold, Darren.
Hey,
put your hands up.
Put your hands up. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Man, I'm so bummed. I'm going to go back. I can watch it. I missed out some of the best part of the show.
You did.
Anyway,
it's okay.
We made fun of your Bill Murray fetish. I did anyway. Sorry.
I did. Yeah. Sorry.
So far during this episode, you've hypothetically slept with like three people.
I have. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know what? It's probably true. The last guy that I worked with in Hollywood was Milton Berle. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I did his hair and makeup for a Frank Sinatra tribute thing. So that was like a fun one to exit out with. But yeah, we'll talk about that on another.
I'm sorry. You can't just say, "Oh, yeah, probably," because the last guy I worked with was like, "You're like, hey, remember Milton Berle? He was the Harvey Weinstein of vaudeville." Yeah. Huh? Like, what are you talking about?
Although Milton Berle was bigger, I heard.
Huh? What'd you say?
Said Milton Berle was bigger. He heard.
Oh yeah. Hey.
And he doesn't mean his name.
Oh, I know what he means. I'm the guy that worked on the dude, man. Are you kidding? Combed his cotton candy hair over.
Hands up.
Freaking over the process.
Which head were you doing the hair on? I'm really confused now.
Oh, my gosh. Look,
I'll be honest with you. It may not have been that long, but boy, it sure was skinny. That's the only thing I'm going to let you know.
Also, Ike, Tony's here. He's going to poke his head on camera. Tony loves
what?
You.
He look at Tony. Is that man you. Just? You are gorgeous, Tony. I got to come up just to see you.
Tony is Jen's handyman.
Look at he is. Wow,
sure is a handyman.
He's high
maintenance handyman too. Good Lord!
All my love to everybody at the lounge.
We all love you.
I got to come back out.
You better.
Yep. Well, look for dates coming in the new year.
All right, who's ready for Eric Roberts?
Blow it up in the chat,
guys. Come on, let me hear it. Let's put Robert in the chat. All right.
Bye, Ike.
Woot.
Love you.
Eric
have
Roberts.
Your machine call
Eric
mine.
Roberts in the chat. Guys.
Have your machine call mine. We'll do lunch.
That's right. We'll do lunch. See you, Ike. We'll see you next
Take
week.
Take care.
Okay. See you, buddy.
Welcome back, Darren. Welcome back to the show.
Wow.
Here we go. Crazy. It's blowing up in the chat right now.
All right.
Monica says me. You're supposed to say Eric Roberts. Hello, Monica. Come on.
Before you bring Eric on, and I want you to bring him on as soon as I finish this statement, I want you to bring him immediately on. For all the people that want to know what my hair looks like without gelling it,
Yes. Bring
Eric Roberts on, please, and then you'll know. Bring him on. See, that's what my hair would look like if I didn't have gel on it. Kind of cool. Look, hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Hey, Eric Roberts. Welcome to the Roger the Wild Child Show.
Stevie Nicks.
That's what?
One of our cats, Stevie Nicks.
Okay.
Stevie Nicks. That's a big cat, man. What is that, a Maine Coon or something?
Oh, adorable. I want the cat back immediately already. bring back Stevie Nicks.
So are you buds with Stevie Nicks? Are you friends with?
Well, I'm like, I'm friends with the cat Stevie Nicks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I just was wondering why you named her Stevie Nicks, but I guess it's not Mick Fleetwood. So
we name all our rescues after rock and roll stars who we love.
That's cool,
That's
man.
So cute.
Yeah, but I'm going to brag really quick because I did. I worked on her video. I can't wait. I was a hairdresser on that one. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, so I love that your cat's name is Stevie Nicks. When are you going to the next rescue, just make sure it's Darren Chef.
Darren Chef. You got it, Darren.
Perfect. Perfect. Right. You need to actually name the cat full name Darren Chef Knows Priscilla Presley. That's the full name. And then you just abbreviate it.
Yeah, she knows me.
Yeah, he's got to drop names, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good one to drop.
Do what?
That's a good one to drop, Priscilla's.
Yep.
It is.
Let me see. Yeah, that was really wild because I haven't seen her since Elvis passed away, you know. So my dad was Elvis's bass player, so the Vegas days. And let me see if I can bring that up. Look at, man, she was like, when she saw me at 60,
did you just
overweight.
Freeze again?
No. Uh-oh. No.
No.
Nope.
You're good.
So let's see. Here is it.
I saw you at 60. You didn't finish.
Yeah. So she hadn't seen me since, you know, I was a little kid because, you know, I mean, that was in the 70s and those were Vegas days. And so Elvis passed away and we all went on our way. And I haven't seen her since then. And so let me pull this picture up here. When I saw her and I said, I'm Darren Chef, I mean, she flipped because it's like an old time friend. It wasn't so much the music thing. It was, I'll share the picture with you. It was just like old time, like, oh my gosh, you couldn't believe it. She was like, what the heck? Here we go. Here it is. You see us?
Wow.
Yeah. And so she just like.
Can we just talk about how incredible she looks still?
Right.
I mean, she's always been a beauty and just an incredible human. But I mean, wow.
Yeah. Super soft spoken, super sweet. I told her too. I said, hey, Priscilla, because everybody's going, you know, they're telling Elvis stories. But I go, you know, my dad loves to talk about, and she was probably thinking, oh, here comes another Elvis story. And I said, he loves to talk about the chili you made in Humbly Hills. She goes, what? I mean, you know, she was like, my chili? I'm like, yeah. And she remembered the night and the whole thing. And so it was really good. It brought something back to her instead of Elvis for a moment. And it was really cool. You can see the way she's leaning into me in the back of that picture. I mean, who wouldn't want to? I mean, you know.
Right, exactly.
But mostly because she's like, wow, your hair looks just like Eric Roberts.
With gel in there. Eric's hair is grooving. He looks like a surfer from San Diego, from OB, where we are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough of
that. You know, Eric, you got a great collection of movies. I mean, you're best known for Runaway Train, Star 80, and King of the Gypsies. Some other features that you've been in, you were in Dark Knight, also Final Analysis, and some TV series that you were in were CSI, Code Black, Grey's Anatomy, Will and Grace. You were in Fox's Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
For a minute, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, obviously you've got a good sheet here of some great, I mean, great shows that you have been in and people have watched you over the years. What inspired you to become an actor here?
Well, as a little boy, I had a terrible stutter. whenever I talk, and I'll get laughed at school. But I found out when I memorized things, I could speak without stuttering. So like first it became an exercise, and then it became fun. Then I got good at it, and I decided, you know what? I'm going to be an actor.
Mm. That's incredible, man, really. That's really wild.
Do you remember what your very first professional gig was? Like even smaller time, like the thing that you were the most excited about, just like, oh my God, I'm going to get paid for this.
Well, my first young paying job of any money to speak of was a job that I had twice. I got fired the first time from it.
You got fired?
Yeah, it was a soap opera, and I was simply terrible. Now, both times, once when I got my first job on a soap, and then once 2 years later, the producer asked me to come back after I was famous to be on the show to help his ratings. So I did. And I was bad again. I'm just not good in that format. I'm terrible. But
was it General Hospital or what was it, man? Santa Barbara?
Yeah, which soap?
It was Another World.
Oh, Another World. Wow.
I was Another World. The worst and the worst, Ted Bancroft.
Well, you got this girl, Carla Marie, up there. She's like one of your biggest fans. She freaked out when I posted you were coming on tonight. You see, yeah. She's right there. She's a kind of a wild girl that I know, but she's cool. Anyway, hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Carla says that he plays a great psychopath on Lifetime. Great actor.
Yeah, good old doctor. Yeah, I play a doctor who likes underage girls. But I'll be
imagine that.
Well, I'm just glad you're not method.
All the underage girls have mothers. So if you're rid of the mothers to have the underage girls, so it gets very complicated.
Eric, what did you do on CSI? So it was the original CSI show, not the Miami or any of those. Was it?
I did the CSI Miami, and mm-hmm. I've got one of my three or four favorite death scenes I've ever had in that show. And I've died hundreds of times.
And so, you've come back to life, obviously.
Every time.
Me too.
Do you have a favorite death that you did that you were like, this one's going to be exciting?
My wife just yelled at me and said, I also did regular CSI too. So I'm supposed to say that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, she stood you corrected there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to get those mixed up. Those are rivals. Most people don't know that. My friend's producer. My friend John Keane did all the music for that, and his wife Cindy produces that show with Billy, managed Billy, I believe, on that one as well. But I know there's – I think they just got wild and crazy and actually just pulled up like another 10 episodes of them. Like, after all these years? And I go, yeah, we're just going to just do 10 more. And they started that like about a year ago. It's like, got to be kidding. Anyway.
All right. So
I have to know, what was one of your, because most people only get to die once. If you're an actor, you get to die over and over and over again. What's one of your favorite ways that you got to die?
Well, in CSI Miami and in Final Analysis and in Star 80.
Okay. Well, what happened though? Like, how did you go?
No, you have to rent those movies to find out now.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. Love it.
He's right. A marketing genius.
You don't need an agent. You're doing fine on your own.
There's his beautiful wife, Eliza. Hello, Eliza.
Hi, Eliza.
Should I tell you how I died on CSI Miami?
Yes, please.
Thank you for breaking up the sausage fest I made.
I was allergic.
Wait, you have to spend it. No, he was on death row. And so you get your last meal, and it should be your favorite.
Whatever thing, I want, right? My last meal. Okay. So I asked for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay. Now, guess what, you guys? Anybody? Chat room? Okay. Because he was deathly allergic to peanuts, and he wanted to die on his own.
Yeah. So you didn't give them the satisfaction of killing you. You're like, screw it. I'm going to call my own way out.
Peanut butter.
You know, after, so.
And when you buy from peanut butter, it's not attractive.
All right.
That,
so
that girl, Carla, she's a friend of mine. She found that very funny that you said that, Jen. You see that?
Well, I mean, look, I've been in the comedy and magic business most of my life, and I often find myself the only female there. So well, it was nice to see your lovely wife.
Myrtle's trying to figure out, are you talking about another one? You're talking about Polish sausage, Vienna sausage? What the hell kind are we talking about? No, forget it. Bye.
Oh, wait, Milton Berle. Remember that conversation we're talking about?
All right. So if you guys want to get on the phone, Eric, and give Eric a call, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. And here you go.
Now you want to blow up my phone.
Have a question or comment? Studio lines are wide open. 845-400-WILD. 845-400-WILD. That's 845-400-WILD. Give us a call and get on the air right now. 845-400-WILD.
All right, so the phone lines are wide open. If you guys want to give us a call, 845-400-9453. 845-400-WILD. You'll get on live with Eric Roberts. So, yeah. Eric, you're getting ready to start a new, is it a new movie or a TV series that you're getting ready to do?
What am I getting ready to do?
Let me ask my publicist.
He's on Rookie Feds. It's
okay.
Airing, that's the new show. It's airing September 27th. This is the first press that we've done about it. So,
okay.
Oh, wow.
The show is elected. But what's coming up, well, first of all, Righteous Gemstones season 2. Because you mentioned a lot of TV, but it's
right.
Damien Chazelle's new movie, Babylon, the Damien Chazelle who directed La La Land and Whiplash, Eric's in Babylon. That's the thing that's very exciting that's coming out.
Oh, but nice.
He doesn't tell me too much about what he does in it, but Brad Pitt is in it. Okay, there you go.
That's what they say. I look like Brad Pitt. Okay, I get that all the time. You guys,
I chop Brad Pitt's head off.
No, no.
You too, huh?
Not true.
Hey, your publicist is great back there, isn't she? Yeah, you got like a triple threat back there. A great wife, you know.
Yeah, triple threat, dude. You don't know the half of it.
Right. You know, we're like sitting out there outside for 2 hours vacuuming our cars, tweaking them out in there. Poor wives are like, can you come in and help me vacuum the kids' room? We're like, what? He wants us to do what? It's crazy. Guys are horrible, aren't we? Anyway, just thought we all needed to know that.
Okay, so I want to know, who started acting first, you or Julia?
Oh, well, I'm a half a generation older than her. I'm 11 years older than her.
Okay, so obviously you started.
I had already been nominated for an Academy Award and 3 Golden Globes and before she was out of high school.
Out of diapers.
Then she was out of high school, and I saved her from Smyrna, Georgia, and had her come to New York. And I got her first movie, so she got her Screen Actors Guild card, and then she did the rest herself.
That's incredible,
you're,
man.
You're a fantastic big brother.
Well, thank you so much.
Will you adopt me, please?
Right?
10 years. 10 years. You said 10 years? You're 10 years 11 old?
11.
I'm 11. 11 years older than her.
I guess now you know why I was a high school dropout. I can't remember 10 from 11 2 minutes later. Me and my brother.
Is that why they put us on the same side of the screen? I'm also.
We're weird. The weirdos over here.
Yeah, I dropped out of the School of Performing Arts in New York City when I was 14. And honestly, it was a good decision, except for the part where I make no money and I'm obscure. So besides that, though, everything was worked out great.
You followed your dreams.
I got a phone call here, Eric. We're going to bring the caller from the 903. Hi, you're on the air with Eric Roberts.
Hi, Eric Roberts. How are you?
I'm great, doll. How are you?
Who is this and where are you calling from?
I'm wonderful. I'm calling from Texas.
Okay. And what's your question for Eric? And can you turn down the volume in the background?
I'm sorry?
Can you turn the volume down in the background?
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay, thank you. Hey, if you guys are calling, okay, you turn the volume down so we don't get the feedback. Thank you.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, you're totally good. Go ahead.
I was wondering, how did you go about staying an actor so much, and have you ever thought about quitting?
I've never thought about quitting, and since I've always felt it's the only thing I can do well, it's all I've ever wanted to do.
And he had Five Guys burgers and fries always in the background waiting in case something happened. He knew where he could switch off to. Yeah.
That's completely awesome. I'm a big fan of yours, by the way.
Thank What's you. Your favorite show that he was in?
Expandables.
Oh, thank you. I was a real bad guy in that.
bad mean you guy. Were.
You mean guy.
You were. Yeah.
I always loved the guys that could play bad guys.
Thank you.
Really good. Oh, yeah.
I love playing bad guys. They are the most fun. They get the best clothes and the best car and the best girl, and we get to die. It's fun.
It's always these nice, soft-spoken guys that play the bad guys, and then, you know, these really outrageous guys like me that are boisterous and crazy, and we play the nice, nerdy guys. It's weird. Okay. Strange that it works out that way. Anyway.
All right. Thank you
for kind words.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
That's true, Bye. Though. That's a good point. You do play a fantastic bad guy. And I don't know why. Like, I always like the bad guys, too. I don't know if you guys have your, like, you know, you play the game like Hollywood Crush or like whatever, you know, is your gimme with your person. Mine's always been Gary Oldman. Like, even playing Churchill in the fat suit, I would still do it because he's just, he's amazing. But I mean,
he's my go-to as well.
His villains are like ridiculous. So, but
she you're that on anybody, second. In other words, that's good. She likes anybody, man. It doesn't matter. Isn't that great? She'll perv out on anybody. It doesn't matter. I love it.
All right. We got another caller here. Right now, Eric, we got another caller for you.
Sure.
Okay. Caller, you are on the air with Eric Roberts. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Paul Perolo and I'm calling from Palatine, Illinois, which is right outside of Chicago.
Cool.
And I had the opportunity to be a mobster in The Dark Knight. And Eric was so kind. I was some people thought I was the limo driver, but I was the guy that opened the door for Eric. And I got to tell you, he was so nice. He was asking questions about me. And one of the things about being an extra, as you all probably know, is we're not supposed to talk to talent. Well, everybody talked to Eric, and Eric was so kind to everybody, I can't tell you. So what you're seeing right now, that Eric Roberts is really a cool, super nice guy.
I am so embarrassed, and thank you so much for those kind words, dude. Thank you. That's ridiculous. I've never been told I'm that nice.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's embarrassed by people saying kind words. I get embarrassed about the things people told me I did the night before that I don't remember.
See?
I love making that movie Dark Knight. That was so cool because of this, guys. We shot all the Chicago stuff in Chicago, and they were supposed to go to Pinewood to shoot all the stuff in England, but that was a lie. They took the old Zeppelin hangar that's been closed since 1919. It's about 3 stories high and about 3 football fields wide. It's 30 miles north of London. They took the whole big hangar and they turned it into Gotham City. And you walk in there, and if you're a movie geek, which I am, you're mind. It's unbelievable. It was so cool. It was heaven for a movie geek.
Incredible.
Yeah,
thank really you. Special.
Thank I believe every word that I believe every word that guy said, though. Oh, hey, I mean, we're all goofing around, but your demeanor, Eric's incredible. Sorry, caller. Okay. I didn't know you were still there.
We got a call from the 978. You're on the air with Eric Roberts.
We got a call from the 978.
Hey, can you turn down the volume in the hello. Background? Yeah, thank you. Hi, you're on with Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Johnny from Boston.
Yay, Boston. We love Boston.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. My question is, when do you think you'll ever do another movie with Sylvester Stallone?
Whenever he asks me. the first movie was not his movie. He was the star of it, but he was not the boss. He was the star. So I was cast in by the director, who was a Latin man. And then the second movie I did with him, he was the writer and the director and the star, and he said, "Hey, Eric, want to be another movie?" Yeah, so
incredible.
Wait, how did that go again?
Yeah, want to be another movie?
Okay.
Is it, was I just joking around when he said he has a reality show called Rocky Marriage, or is that just a joke?
No, that was Ike. It was a joke when he was talking about his divorce.
Oh, okay.
He called it Rocky Marriage.
That guy's very oh much caller.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
They got divorced after 25 years. Wow.
Yes.
Sorry.
By the way, I had a good joke on that episode too. I said he puts the alone in Stallone.
Good.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh. Wow.
All right, let's go to the phones. 310 area code. You are on the air with Eric Roberts. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Christopher and Studio City. I acknowledge Eric for being so awesome. I've got to say underrated and eternally gorgeous. Like, when does it stop? When will your face, excuse me, Mr. Roberts, when will your face finally exhale?
That is so kind of you.
Excuse me, Mr. Roberts.
I don't know what to say to that, but thank you.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I lived on King's Road over there for a while.
Your work. I really want to see more of you. And I see peace on your face right now. That makes me so happy to see. So let's not mess with that. But Lord, can we please see more of you? I guess that's right.
Thank you so much.
Incredible.
Well, and what's the name of the project that you have coming out that Eliza was just talking about? Because there's an opportunity now for that.
Babylon.
Oh. It's the new Damien Chazelle movie, and I'm in it for a minute.
Nice. There you go, West Hollywood guy. He was sweet, man. What a compliment for you.
But I got to tell you guys, my favorite job I've ever had in this long, busy career is Righteous Gemstones when I played Junior. I had more fun with that group and those scripts and that location. Everything about that job was perfect. And I miss it. It was such a good time.
All right. Thank you, caller. Thank you for calling in. You guys, we can take a few more calls. So if anybody wants to call, 845-400-WILD, 845-400-9453. So I want to know is how did you and Eliza meet? Let's learn. I want to learn about that love story.
Yeah.
We met on the MGM Grand, which is a private airline that is no more. They went out of business, but they kind of catered to show business people. And I was flying in from Rome. I landed JFK. I'm handed a script. I'm told I'm on my way to LAX. And I'm told you have to read this before you land in LAX, because when you get off the plane, they have to have an answer, so they know if they have their financing or not. So to read on the plane. Okay. So I get on the plane, have a seat, and I start to read my script. And in walks an attractive redhead who sits down and also reads the script. And I say, how do you do? She says, how do you do? But we don't talk. We read our scripts. But we close our scripts. She's a faster reader than me. We close our scripts at the same time. So we kind of have to talk. Hey, what are you reading? What are you reading? Blah, 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 blah. And then she finally says, well, who's your favorite screenwriter? And I said, oh, man, one guy, David Rayfield. He wrote 3 Days After Condor, Out of Africa, The Way We Were, The Firm, blah, blah, blah. Although we hadn't written Out of Africa yet. Anyway, she said, oh, I know his work. He's my father. And I said, wow, can I have your phone number? And she said, I'm in a relationship. I said, I didn't ask to sleep with you. I asked her. She laughed, and she gave me her phone number. Well, here's where the story gets great. It's a little long. I'm sorry. But so I go to work that night. I get back from work, and I call this number, this attractive girl I met on the plane. And a man answers the phone. Hello.
Oh, boy.
I know. I say, can I speak to Eliza? The man is calling. It's Eric. I'll be right back. He's gone for 3 long minutes, for a long time to wait on the phone. But anyway, she goes back to the phone and we have a relationship. Okay, here's what happened.
Okay.
He goes to Eliza. He goes, telephone call. She goes, who is it? He goes, Eric. She goes, I don't know an Eric. And he goes, it sounds like Eric Roberts. She goes, oh, I met him on the plane. She takes the call. It was Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Walking Dead. He was her babysitter.
Oh.
He hadn't recognized my voice. I wouldn't have called back. He's why I had my wife.
Oh,
incredible.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
True story.
That's true story.
That's how I met my wife.
Love it, man. That's a love story.
That is a great love story. 918 is on the phone with Eric Roberts. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Debbie, oh, really?
Oklahoma.
I'm sorry. Did you say Debbie from Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay. You're on the air with Eric Roberts. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I also had the pleasure of meeting him in Tulsa, Oklahoma, when he was filming a Christmas movie here. And like a silly girl, I had a friend. I saw that he was going to be filming today, and so I had a friend drive me around and around to the area where I knew that they were filming. And I was hanging out the window. I saw him coming out the building, and he was nice enough to walk over and take a picture, take two pictures with me. And she couldn't get out because she had a baby in the car, and that was totally fine with me because I wanted them all to myself.
Thank you so much. And believe it or not, I kind of remember that.
Do you?
Well, yeah. I told you something funny, but I feel silly saying it with your wife right there.
Oh, go ahead and say it.
This, 30 years of shit.
And I said,
I've married her half my life. What'd you say?
One of the things I want to do before I die.
Good girl. Good girl. She appreciates that.
That's incredible. My wife gets that all the time with me, too. It's incredible. I can relate.
But I mean, he was the nicest guy. I didn't know what to expect. And he was just so nice. And he's always been my favorite actor. And my very favorite movie was Best of the Best. I love those early movies. They're so good.
Thank you so much. And I played a guy named Teddy Roebuck in my second movie called Raggedy Man with Sissy Spacek. And he was from Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen that movie, too. I try to watch all of them.
Thank you, doll.
Wow.
All right. I love this. Like, I mean, anybody who's a fan, including myself, like just hearing how wonderful of a human being you are just makes it that much better because sometimes it goes the other direction and then you're like, oh, bummer. I feel like I can't like that person anymore. But, you know, this is heart opening for everybody.
Really
don't,
is.
Don't get me wrong.
I had no idea today that I would be able to talk to Eric Roberts tonight. So this just made my year so far.
That's awesome. I'm glad you called in and we were able to make this opportunity.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what I find fascinating, Eric, honestly, is that, you know, usually when you're an entertainer of some sort, whether it's an actor or a musician, you kind of get pigeonholed to a few of, you know, either movies or songs. But man, this is very diverse. Like all these people are coming up with their favorite movies that are not the same ones. And that's incredible, man, that you have that diversity through your career, because most people are known for specific things, even though they've done 100 movies or sung a million songs. There's always the top two or three that you hear constantly, but every one of these guys has mentioned something different, which is amazing, really wild.
Well, thank you. I love hearing that from you.
Yeah, incredible.
No, I think it bespeaks mainly to the fact that you're a wonderfully diverse actor. You know, you're not just playing the same thing over and over and over again as well. You know, so there are all these different genres and different roles that you've played that, you know, people can enjoy and, you know, enjoy your body of work and the fact that it's so varied.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Awesome.
The man of many talents.
You're talented, okay?
Yeah, he is. even Teresa Steven says he is very talented.
I was pigeonholed in the you know the A-list beautiful guy category, and I couldn't break out of it. I still am having a hard time doing it, but so I can't relate to the diversity of on the body of work that you've done. I'm impressed with it, and I find it fascinating that you know you didn't get pigeholed, which is great.
That's true. And I think that brings up the biggest question, Eric, which is do you do children's parties?
I love that. I would do children's parties.
I have no doubt. I have absolutely no doubt.
You know what happened when they took film away, we got digital. So everything got much, much faster, like 10 or 15 times faster, like really fast. Like what, like used to take 3 months, takes a week now. I mean, literally. So they make movies in like 6 days, 5 days, wow. 10 days, and they're real movies. I mean, they have, you know, real actors and real budgets, but they're quick. That's how they do it now.
God, I remember when I used to work on those movies as a hairdresser, you know, the hurry up and wait thing, you know, and you'd get there, man, at freaking 5 a.m, man, and you'd be lucky if you left, you know, 17, 18 hours later, man. So that's incredible to hear that, because those movies of the week or just, you know, feature film or whatever I was working, even music videos took a while. So that's wild to hear that.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish up, Eric.
Okay, go ahead. What?
Our country music fan and friend and artist, Lee Kelly, wants to know, so do you like playing the villain?
I love playing the villain. It's like I said earlier, you get better clothes, you get better cars, you get a lot of women, and you get
to die. And you get to die.
Yep.
What else could you ask for?
And you usually have a pretty great backstory as to why you became evil too. Like they're usually like the characters usually have, they're more rich, you know, like, okay, what turned you into this person? This has got to be a good story.
Yeah, so, exactly. It's cool. Yeah. It's the best.
Awesome. All right, Eric Roberts, I really appreciate you taking the time and joining us. It's been so much fun having you here. I know it's been a work in progress trying to get you booked for this show, but we finally made it. And I believe we're going to try to work on getting your stepson on the show.
Keaton Simons is my favorite singer-songwriter, not because he's a relative. Wait till you hear this guy. It's going to make you happy.
But give us his name one more time.
What Keaton is his name? Simons.
K-E-A-T-O-N. Keaton Simons. S-I-M-O-N-S.
So we can go look him up on all the social media platforms. He's out there right now.
He's out there, dude. He's on tour with Brett Young right now, but he's on all the socials, and he's the coolest.
We're going to check him out, everybody. That's awesome. Hey, with all joking aside, thank you. We've got to humble ourselves at the end to quit trying to be funny. And thank you so much, man. Very grateful to have you here.
And nice to meet you, Eliza.
Eliza.
We love magic, by the way. We'll have to talk. I know you won't give away any secrets.
I can show you.
Yeah, fantastic. I'm a good
magician. You want to see like what I can do? I can make you disappear. There you are. You're back. I can make you come back too. I can get you back. Did you see that? As fast as I made you disappear. Watch this. Uh-oh. Watch this. There they are. Incredible, huh? All right. Sorry. Forgive me.
See you guys.
It was amazing.
Bye.
Okay. I put it up on the screen. It's Keaton Simons. And Eliza, we'll talk and we'll get your son booked for the show.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, right on. Great.
Okay, with all you musicians.
Awesome.
Hi, guys.
All right.
Hi, guys. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Eric. You guys have a great evening. You guys have been a treat.
Peace out.
Wow.
That was so fun.
Incredible. Yes. Oh, my God. Incredible. He was awesome.
What a sweet guy.
Can you book Eliza too? Because I know she's got some stories.
We've got to do both of them and get them in there. We've done the couples thing before. So, yeah. We got to get them back and get Eliza in there.
Yeah. We need to know more about her story too.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying is that, she's got probably, she's probably.
See, Alon, took Roger a second to figure that out. Well, that's what I mean. Oh, yeah. We got to get her on here too. Yeah. To find, it's like, dude, I've already said that 3 times. Yeah, it's about her. He's like, yeah, we need to do that. Anyway, I'm sorry. I got to give him shit. Can I say?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you wouldn't be you if you didn't give me shit. I give you shit back too. So I mean, it goes both ways. So
I know, but you're not good at it. So I mean, you know, but it's fun to watch. Right. At least try. Right. I mean, anyway, sure. No, it's all good.
All right. So coming up, we have our next guest. He is the drummer. Our new guest. Okay.
Okay. Listen, you two, get it together. Okay.
All right.
For real.
Okay. Here is Jason Heartless, the drummer for Ted Nugent. Jason, how you doing? Welcome to the Roger the Wild Child Show.
How's it going, guys?
Thank you. Thanks for hanging out for so long. I mean, you know,
I appreciate free entertainment.
There you go.
Are you an Eric Roberts fan?
Yeah, I've seen many of his films, you know, so it was great to hear some of those stories. And, you know, being in the entertainment industry, I love hearing the different sides and the different parts of the entertainment industry outside of, you know, the music industry, because I'm just so engulfed with music, music, music. So, you know, hearing things about film, TV, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. I always love interviewing somebody who's young enough to be my child without being a scandal. So you're like 27 and like just rocking your life at the moment, which is amazing.
Yeah, I've been very lucky to have, you know, been doing this a very long time and played with some, you know, amazing musicians. And, you know, it's a treat.
27. No, I've been doing this a long time. I'm 27. But wild, because he actually has played with a lot of great musicians.
He was drumming his way out of the birth canal. You didn't know that?
Oh, yeah. The fallopian tubes.
Yeah, I see that you played with Richie Scarlett of Ace Frehley. Is that right?
Yeah, Richie's actually my godfather.
Really?
Because my dad and Ace go, you know, way, way back. So when I was born, my dad and Richie were very close and, you know, made me my godfather. So I kind of grew up in that whole Kiss Ace Frehley camp. And, you know, at kind of that was the foundation of what kind of built my career.
Oh, my God. Did you have little baby platform boots? Please say yes, even if it's not true. Even if it's not true.
That's one thing I never did. I never dressed up like any Kiss member.
Did you know that my cousin Todd Howarth was in Frehley's Comet? Did you know that, dude? Seriously.
Well, I didn't know. I know Todd. I didn't know that he was related to you guys.
Yeah, he's our cousin. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
That's
it's
no
small
joke.
World.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. Anyway, don't get too tongue-tied on that one, bro. But anyway, so anyway, your hair looks good, dude. I see you keep kind of, you know, trying to get your lid together. And I like it. It looks good. You're clean shaven. Tell us about Eric Martin. Most people don't know who Eric Martin is, man.
Saturday, I started tour with Eric Martin, who was in, you know, singer Mr. Big. And, you know, we're going out opening for Michael Schenker from the Scorpions all over the U.S., you know, for about a month. So and I've literally been home for maybe 10 days from the Nugent tour. So, you know, literally going from one thing to the next. And, you know, it's an adventure. It can be tedious at some times, but, you know, it's being able to just go from one thing to the next and keep busy, you know, especially now with the world getting back to normal, is just, you know, blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Now, do you have a family at home, or are you still like doing a single?
Hey, Meemaw, calm down. Okay.
I'm just asking, because I mean, when you have a schedule like that, it's kind of a strain sometimes. So I'm just, you're right. I totally was like, I'm concerned. I'm like, is your family okay?
Yeah. Trying to weasel in there to find out if you're single and everything.
No. It had nothing to do with that.
Come on.
It's okay. You also are the child.
You have a thing for drummers. You know it, Jen.
I'm totally all about the rhythm section.
Look at her. Yes. She's so embarrassed.
Drummers embarrassed. And bass players. Oh, please. This is not embarrassing for me. Absolutely. Endurance and rhythm. Oh, no. Screw the singer. I mean, don't. It's the drummer. Anyway.
Endurance and rhythm. Boy, she'd be something else, wouldn't she?
It's because of the schedule. I mean, my dad was on the road, you know, 30 to 40 weeks out of the year. So I just was like, oh, you know, and you're 27. So I was just thinking like, all right, you know, 10 days home and then you're back out. It was a legitimate question that had nothing to do with the lower half of my body.
Okay. Everybody put their hands up. We got to see them. All right.
Yep.
All right. Jason, where are your hands? Let's see him. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You know, I've stayed, you know, single most of my life just because it's, you know, I'm on the road all the time. You know, I've got a great relationship with my family. You know, I actually still live at home. I got, you know, my studio in the house here, you know, just because I'd rather bank my money than, you know, have an apartment somewhere and not be there most of the time and then paying rent for an empty room. So, you know, luckily I've got that support system to be able to do that, you know, and it's worked out fantastic for me.
Now I just love your mom, just so you know.
Me too. She loves us too.
How did you get set up with Nugent?
Well, you know, it was a combination of a lot of different things. You know, being from Detroit, of course, you know, helps a lot because Ted is always, you know, he's as Detroit gets. And I was touring with a band called Pistol Day Parade that had a lot of national success. And we opened for Ted for a tour in 2014. And after that tour, one thing led to another. And the next tour Ted did, he, you know, called me, and I've been in the band now, you know, 7, going on 8 years, which is just insane. And, you know, we've done 2 records since I've been in the band, and, you know, it's you know, been a very wild ride. And, you know, we just got done doing our first tour since before COVID, you know, and getting back out there and seeing everybody, you know, back in venues again was just an absolute amazing experience.
Yeah. Dude, and you just played at the soundstage at Graceland, across the street from Graceland too. Isn't that a neat venue, man? I love that.
Oh, it was fantastic. I missed you and Lauren by I think a couple days.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I was like, oh man, I got a big surprise about that. That'll be coming out one of these days here shortly. But anyway, so hey, you were 20 then when you started with Nugent, or 19 then, right? Because you're saying, yeah, you know, way back when I first had my first band on them 7 years ago, that's 27. I mean, I can do that kind of math. Wow. So yeah, 20 years old. You're going, wow. You get. Has it taken you hunting or anything crazy like that yet?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's funny. The first day on the gig, we were in rehearsals up in his ranch up in Michigan, and he'd found out that I'd never shot a gun before.
Oh, really? So
everything stopped instantly, and we went.
I bet.
Wait a minute! Like,
you didn't do. So you haven't done what?
He took me out to his range on his property, and, you know, put a 22 in my hand. You know, it's like a little BB gun. Then he puts a 12 gauge in my hand and doesn't say a single word about it.
Oh boy.
And it
blows you backwards.
Yeah, it was, you know, he's we've been hunting a few times on opening day here in Michigan for rifle season. And, you know, I've never been an outdoorsy person. You know, I grew up, you know, in the basement shedding on drums and things like that.
Yeah, so. No, yeah, I'm from Manhattan. When the street lights start disappearing, I get very nervous. But for whatever reason, I just pictured the Nugent tour, like when they're like, "Welcome to the Nugent tour. You will be killing all of your own meals." Like, before the show, like, oh God.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's definitely an interesting experience, but, you know, because I, you know, I'm very close with Ted, the person. I know Ted, the rock star on stage, and then I experienced a very different thing with Ted Nugent, kind of the grandfather type figure to me, taking hit, you know, me hunting for the first time, and he was so excited. I think he was more excited than I was, you know, and but, you know, it was just an absolutely amazing experience, and, you know, we do it every year now, and it's become a band tradition. So it's.
Did you get anything on your first hunt?
Yeah, I got. Yeah, I think it's 4-pointer buck, you know, nothing big.
Nice.
And then, 2 years ago, I ended up getting a 10-pointer that Ted like freaked
really?
Out. And he had it mounted for me and everything.
Oh, God. Such a nice guy he is.
You know what though? When you do it the right way, man, and you got to be patient and wait for that one step. So it's, you know, I mean, people can get really messed up. I watched a good interview with him on Joe Rogan, man. And Rogan kind of was like, hey, man, you know, you're an expert at this. And, you know, there's MMA fighters that smoke a lot of weed and get out there that win championships. But, you know, it's like not every deer hunter is some redneck, you know, drinking beer, drunk, shooting anything, anywhere, anytime. And he's like, you know, oh, well. That's a good point, because it's like, you know, if you're actually skilled at it, it's just sometimes a hard subject for anybody to kind of wrap their mind around. But if anybody's going to do it the right way, man, it's got to be done the right way. And even that sometimes can kind of get you a little bit. But anyway,
I think we can all agree that we want Ted Nugent on the zombie apocalypse team. Yeah.
He's got, I like him. Yeah. He's kind of got those teeth and. Yeah, well, you know, kind of. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so besides Eric Martin and Nugent, obviously, who else did you enjoy touring with?
Well, you know, it's. I pride myself being a, you know, touring studio musician. You know, and being in the position to where I can. I mean, similar to an actor, to where every film, TV that you do is completely different.
Right.
You know, and trying to not typecast myself as a rock drummer, you know, being able to play on, you know, metal records and funk records. I played on the latest Insane Clown Posse record, you know.
So oh, really?
You know, it's doing crazy stuff like that. And it just keeps the job, you know, really, really interesting and fresh. I mean, mm-hmm. I've told the story a few times in various publications, but I was on the road with Jolynn Turner, who sang for Rainbow and Deep Purple for a long time. And I finished the tour, got back to Detroit, didn't even go home, went straight to the studio to cut a big band Christmas album with guys from Bob Seger's, you know, horn section.
Oh, you know, so I love that.
Going from one extreme to the next, just
guys, really you're like the Eric Roberts of drummers.
Yeah, he is. He is.
Why do you think they're on the same episode?
I understand the booking.
Go to this guy's YouTube channel and you'll see him playing like Rosanna, you know, that Jet Picaro groove, man, for, you know, Toto. This guy's like, he's so well versed. That's why he's drummer that he plays the way that he does at his age. Most kids, you know, they're like, who's a guy? But I mean, this dude studied the best, man.
You came out of Berkeley's music program too, right? You study at Berkeley?
Yeah,
music program.
It doesn't mean you're going to be a good musician. It's like going to cosmetology school. No, you're going to be good at the art, but I mean,
which is why I didn't go to Berkeley for music performance.
What did you go for?
I went for music business.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Which
you want to be behind the scenes instead of in front of the scenes.
Yeah. And which is, you know, I've for the last almost 8 years been a managing partner of a couple different record labels and it's great because it allows me to continue working when I'm off the road or not in the studio, you know, and using all my years of experience and things like that. And, you know, my dad being in the industry for a long time, him and I and my mother just recently founded a, you know, record label here that, you know, we've got Sony Music Distribution and all this stuff, Sound City Music Group. And, you know, it's a great way for me to, you know, kind of take all those assets that I've learned from whether it's touring, studio work, engineering records, producing records. And on top of me being a big vinyl collector, you know, bringing that top end product, you know, just keeps me busy because I'm the type of guy that I got to keep busy, busy, busy. And mm-hmm. if I'm sitting at home off the road, I start going nuts.
I don't
know. It's crazy.
My free time off the road. And I was like, so those 10 days that you're off the road, you're like, I started a music company. Like, okay. I just got kind of tired. Like when you were talking, I was like, Jesus, that sounds so good. you're a busy guy for sure.
What's amazing though is like when we were his age growing up in Hollywood and pursuing music and being active in music, we weren't this together. I mean, we were just reckless. This guy's like a really straight ahead, like, you know, very disciplined business guy, man. I mean, he's got the talent and we all did too, but we weren't this disciplined on the business end of things. We were just crazy, out of control 27-year-olds. And yeah, that's something
this generation looked at our generation and we're like, let's not do that shit.
Well,
like, we got to be about business.
Well, that's good because yeah, I mean, a lot of people aren't, you know, and you are that way, dude. It's obvious. Talk to Jason on the phone and like, what mic should I set my drums up with? Dude, this guy's like an incredible engineer. He's not just a great musician. I mean, this guy knows what preamps to put in there, what amps to use and what mics to do on this. And by the way, I like that Pearl spin on the Vistalite drums that you had, the orange. Was it orange?
Red.
Red, yeah. Incredible, dude. Loved them. What are they made out of? The same material or something? Or?
Maybe.
You don't know. Look, here's the guy that I'm bragging. He knows everything. I don't know. I play the drums. I don't know what they're made of. Drum.
We should have had you set up, have you do a little drum solo for us. But you're probably not even set up in that room, are you?
Well, I mean, this is my home studio, you know, and it's great. I built this about 2 years ago, and it's awesome because it allows me to, you know, just track whenever a client from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, or wherever the hell they are, you know, hey, I needed drums on this track. Like now, it's so much easier than having to go to a studio and, you know, and then book an engineer,
right? Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, I could just walk down here in the morning, cut the track, send it to them. You know, and And having that capability in this day and age is more, you know, more common, especially since the COVID era. A lot of people, you know, start buying stuff, you know, but I've always been very into engineering and recording records and producing records. So, I mean, since my first recording session, I was 6 or 7 years old. And even back then, I used to just sit in the chair next to the engineer and just watch what they did, because I was just, you know, mesmerized by every little button and knob that's on a console. So, you know, growing up in that stuff, and I was very lucky that, you know, I had parents that never forced me to, you know, practice. And, you know, if anything, I'd get grounded from playing drums if the few times that I did something bad. You know, so having that support team growing up and just having the love for, you know, music on my own, while also being exposed to, you know, the great stuff, you know, really helped in the end.
Now, Kara on Facebook says, look at the records on his wall.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what are those records? What's all up there?
So these are actually just collector's pieces. My actual records are elsewhere. I got a couple here that are actually mine, but these two are, this was a Ted Nugent gold record for the Scream Dream album. And this is the gold record for Rotten Pinata by Sponge. And I played with both those bands. So, you know, when I seen them for sale, I was just kind of like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, man.
That's very cool.
Awesome. Awesome. Jason Heartless, you know what? You've got a future ahead of you. And you definitely have a future. I mean,
aren't you glad to know that?
Well,
you never know. In this industry, everything changes, you know. So
it does. But I mean, as a young artist as you are, I mean, you're definitely going places. And I want to wish you luck on your journey and your ventures moving forward. And hopefully we'll see you. I mean, obviously when you move on from Ted Nugent, you'll be moving on to some other great journeys as well. So I'm looking forward to see exactly where you're going to head.
Well, I appreciate that. You know,
it's a pleasure to meet you for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me on. And, you know, I wanted to make fun of Lauren, Darren's brother, a little bit more, but
you know. We can. What do you want to say about him?
We could say
John and John Amo. Isn't that how the connection to you and John are from Michigan? Is that how you and Lauren know each other from the other drummer, John Amo? Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yep.
Okay. Well, then, all right. Man full of words.
All right. Sorry, Jason.
I'm a quiet guy.
That's how you know him? Yep.
I appreciate you taking some time and joining us tonight. It's been fun.
Buddy.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Your hair looks good, too. Don't forget about it. It looks nice.
Are you using the same gel as
Darren? He uses freaking mousse from the 80s. No one even used mousse. He still has a can of mousse left over from the 80s. You can't even buy mousse. That's like from the 80s. Like his mother probably had it in her freaking kitchen cabinet. And I'm going on. I'll try that. Mousse. What is that? You put that in your hair? Ted would like that. Mousse in the hair. That sounds good. Anyway.
Awesome. Don't mousse my hair up.
Ah! That was so hideous. It was great. I had to go there. It was so hideous. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Oh, God.
I apologize in advance for him. Or actually not
he
in advance.
He doesn't care. Afterwards. Look at him with that deadpan face on. And we're all laughing and crying. He's like, "Nah, I'm just teasing."
He's gonna hang up with us, and he's gonna call your brother, and then make fun of you. Now
he can do it. He probably already has, man.
Probably
he's got red light fever, man. It's funny. He can record all these tunes, and then all of a sudden the red light goes on for a podcast, and the guy's shitting his pants. So anyway, he's got red light fever. Oh my God. Guy can track when the red light's on, record, but gets on a podcast, red light goes on. He's like,
"I'm sorry, Jason."
That's the difference between an actor and a musician, though. But that's okay. You did good, kid.
Kid? Yeah.
You did good, kid. Tell your mom she did good, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy, Lord.
Anyway, thanks for coming on, bro.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Okay.
That poor guy. He's such a nice guy, too. Man.
I was like, you shouldn't like hit the hang up button like 45 seconds ago, but then it got to be really entertaining just seeing how far they're down. The two of you could just dig yourself just there. Just right. How much more awkward could you make this goodbye? Right. And I only revel in when other people do it, because I'm really good at that one too. The awkward goodbye.
I enjoyed it with the moose thing and everything. I actually thought I was kind of like pulling out of the ditch, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
But, you know, hey, sometimes when you struck gold, when you, you know, hit, you know, gold, you got to stop digging, you know? So anyway.
All right. You know, Jen, we had so much fun with you. I'm glad you popped in and joined us.
Thank you for having me on. This was such a thrill. And I love you guys. I've been watching.
You're awesome.
That's the point. You guys are.
Woo-hoo. No, you're
I'm choking.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm choking.
This is ridiculous.
Just getting
you
to tickle my underarms.
Here, I'm doing the moose.
That's right.
Oh, you're doing the moose.
I'm doing the moose.
Moose. Who the hell even? I mean, do they even make moose anymore?
Carla says Jen is funny as hell.
Hey, oh, Carla. Thank you. Carla's thank my you. Friend. Yeah. Thank you. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I appreciate it. Follow me on the socials at the Mama Shark on Instagram and at Lounge at the End of the Universe on Instagram as well. And we post a lot of show clips and different things like that. There'll be more of them. And if you're ever in Boise or if you live in Boise, come out to the club. You can see me talking shit on the stage and off, because it's just something that happens no matter how much.
That's just, and I know it, firsthand that's Jen. So yeah.
And Carla Marie is hysterical too. I'm surprised she didn't call in. She's a friend of mine. I'm just giving her hell tonight. But she lives in Illinois.
Yeah.
And man, I'm just sitting there.
Illinois?
Going, Illinois. She should have called in. Carla, next time, call in.
That would have been cool. She said she sounded. My dad was from Peoria.
Peoria. So, anybody ever heard of that?
Yeah. Look Peoria, Illinois.
No,
Peoria. What? Yeah, I'm from Bloomington Normal, which is right outside of Peoria. So
Sam Kittison was from Peoria, so was Richard Pryor, and then my dad. So and I'm sure a lot of other people too. But a big vaudeville stop back in the day, which is how it was even on the map. Same thing with Boise, actually. Though it was a stopover on the way to a bigger place. So you know. And still it has the same kind of thing going on. Like we get all the, like, you know, Tuesday through Thursday for the bigger names because they're on their way, you know, to a bigger stadium somewhere else. So
Roger, we need to just make bring more babies her.
And get a bigger population, I guess. And then
we need to bring her on as a guest. Like a co-host has been really wild, but we're just going to have to just bring you on as a guest one of these days.
Yeah, I would love
your
it.
Your backstory is incredible too.
Right.
Thanks. Thank you.
Really? She's an amazing person. And she's my friend. Thanks, so I love her to death. Jen's
if she's people my call friend. In to talk about meeting me, I can't promise they're all going to say that I was nice.
Hey, wasn't Eric Roberts something else? What a sweet
soul.
Oh,
my God.
I love him so much more just because of the people that were like, you did this. And you were like, I mean, it's
wild. The,
you know, when you see somebody that plays that many characters and then people talk about their character and like who they are as a human being, and it's so positive, that's like the best.
Yeah, you get an extra in there. The extra, he opened the door, you know, I was like all excited. Yeah. And the dude from West Hollywood, he loved him too. Boy, he was great. Man, what a show.
Yeah, if you have me on as a guest and people call in, you might get like, hey, remember that time you were real drunk? You called me a bitch.
Hey, probably. Yep.
Like, I don't remember, but that sounds like
me. Hey,
Hey, listen, I posted a song up on YouTube. You know, I did like a reunion with some kids that I grew up with, and somebody posted something like that. They're like, dude, you remember in sixth grade? Like, everybody's going, man, your song sounds killer. And I don't know where this guy, I didn't even remember him. He's like, remember in sixth grade, you and your brother were waiting at the top of the hill for me? And I was like, you're going to kick my ass. I'm going, oh my God. Like, what the hell is this guy talking about? He's like, and I was humiliated because my mom got wind of it and she was going to be there. So then I got more embarrassed because my mom was going to be there to save me.
Going,
this is all going on. I'm like, dude, I am so sorry. I go, I didn't even remember that. I go, please forgive me. I go, we're just a tyrant of a kid. But anyway, so yeah, they do that. So it's true. It happened to me. Somebody like aired it out, and I'm like, wow, he got his worldwide therapy here. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's okay, though.
Yeah, he aired it out to the world, man. It was great. He got the worst. Darren Carr, I told her
Darren,
something
you bully.
I told her something earlier on Facebook. I had her going on.
Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I do want to thank our guest, Eric Roberts, also Jason Heartless, also Ike Avelli, as always, giving us the Hollyweird Report. Jen Adams, I appreciate you coming today. You're amazing. Love you to death.
Tony, too.
For Darren.
Oh, and Tony. Shout out for Tony.
Oh, yeah,
Tony. Tony with an I.
Yep, Tony with an I.
He's texting in the corner.
Okay, there you
sexting.
Go. Her
but I don't know if you noticed, but halfway through the podcast, he actually looked at the screen and then went over across the room and adjusted my lighting.
Oh.
That was very sweet of him. So big shout out to Tony.
Tony with an I.
I don't know, 2.5 years younger. And a shout out to you guys, because now I know how long I can actually hold my bladder. So this was
me too.
This was a good test of endurance.
Right?
You get to a certain age and you've had a kid. You're like, all right, how long can we make this thing go?
It's like, you've been drinking anything tonight? No, I haven't had anything. I'm just through menopause.
Well, I don't know if I'm allowed to. Yeah, no. Yeah, both.
What is that?
Drinking, and it's Tanqueray and tonic in a can.
Tanqueray. Look at her.
Tanqueray.
The alcoholic on the go. You just throw
I
a can
love
in
it. Tanqueray, that thing matches your damn jacket.
Well, no, see, you honestly, like, that's what I was just trying to coordinate with my outfit tonight.
I love it. Nice. The fighting Irish.
If I had a green screen, then you wouldn't see what I was drinking.
You know what I was doing tonight? If you didn't notice, like, I was trying to get some cleavage showing like yours. You see me right there? I was like in competition with you. I was like, good God, man.
Yep.
I was like, look at that. Whew.
Oh, God. Well, thank you for thinking I have any at all, because honestly, that was my parting gift from my daughter, was like a sizable B cup, because before that it was like lowercase a.
Lowercase A.
Yeah, no, I gotta wear a necklace just to like suggest where the tits are supposed to be. So I appreciate that so much.
Hey, listen, at least you're not beer bonging with the new one with the penis on the end. That's something else. I've never seen that before. I'm like, I make a beer bong and it's got a penis
on the
end.
But I totally would.
I'm like going, that's just wild. I could see
knowing Jen, she would do that.
Would.
So yeah.
You do it too. Shut up, man. Yeah. Pretend like you're doing it. Let's see what you'd do if you had a beer bong.
I know, but it sounds weird to you, but I've had a real penis in my mouth. So one that I can get high off of is like, sure,
drunk.
Why not?
Yeah. Roger has too. So, I mean, you know, he can relate. It's all
wow.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw you under the bus. But listen, you two have something in common, Roger. So what can I say?
You know what we've had in common? We've made a lot of people happy on a Monday morning. Okay? We made them happy to go to work. Yeah.
Freaking Jen, man. Oh, my God. Between her and Ike. Good Lord.
Lord, I know.
Jeez, these are professionals, man. You can see I'm just a wannabe, man. These guys, I love them, and they're inspiring. Jen, it was incredible having you here, really. And it's Tony awesome with an eye.
I have so many questions for you, Darren, too, because I just watched the Elvis movie, too. So now.
Okay, we're gonna say goodbye here, and we'll be in the background so we can talk in the green room.
Right.
With your green jacket.
You gotta let me pee. I gotta pee.
Okay, go ahead. Well, there you go. All right. So Sunday night, we'll be back with the Nashville edition of Roger the Wild Child Show. And it'll be Justin Love, Elise Harper, myself, and the Moonshine Shenanigans will be joining. And we'll have the Nashville Music News with Elise. So hopefully they're done traveling and they're back in studio. Unlike last Sunday. That was fun. But thank you, Darren, for popping in last minute. But another
you
great
love
show.
It when I popped in.
I want to thank Jen Adams for Darren Chef. I'm Roger the Wild Child. You guys have a great night. We'll see you Sunday for
most
the Nashville
go,
show.
I just go like this.
Get on.
All right. Peace out, everyone.